Can you say that with me? Jesus strong. Years ago, I was fighting a battle. Hardest thing I ever went through in my life. To be left, just hard, you know. And a lot of you know what that's like, to have somebody leave you and you're just hurting real bad. Hurt my family, hurt my kids. So I didn't think I was going to make it. And I knew I couldn't make it on my own. Amen. I knew I couldn't be strong enough. But Jesus is strong. Amen. So I decided I would make this bracelet. And I colored it the color of flesh. Because I didn't want to brag. You know, what, like, not that what would Jesus do is wrong. No, I remember that WWJD, WWJD, WWJD. Well, I didn't want something everybody saw. And I wanted something I could put on my wrist that I would never have to take off. It would look like when I showered, no matter what it was. It just goes with my arm. Amen? So that's why we made these. Then we started giving them out. Now we've given out thousands of them. Amen? Jesus strong. Amen? And so that's what this little bracelet's about. When you don't think you can, when you think you can't, you can. When you think you're beaten, you're not. Amen? You can still fight if you have Jesus' strength. Are y'all listening today? Got me? So that's what we've been talking about. And I wrote this series years ago, and I've come back and tweaked it. And actually, this is a message. It's a conglomeration of some of my studies on this one, because this was not part of the series. We're adding this one. But you might hear some familiar things, because there's some familiar things that I say around here. I talk a lot about Jesus being strong. Amen? And we focus a lot on Him. So today, this message is the last one in this little series. Next week, we're going to give a whole message on fighting the devil. We're going to talk about Satan next Sunday morning. It's called the power of His might. Now, that's the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. But then it goes on to talk about Satan in that scripture. And we're going to talk about that next Sunday morning. But today, we're going to finish with the mindset of Jesus. Say, man, let's go. Be strong. Jesus strong. Let's go. The mindset of Jesus. Say that verse with me, would you? Let this mind be in you, which was what? Also in who? When I tell you and I tell myself that I need the mind of Jesus, that's what the Bible says we need. Amen? My head's screwed up. I don't know about your head, okay? But I struggle, okay? And it's just the way it is. But the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And Rod, you're going to push me a little bit, please. So the mindset of Jesus Christ, that's what we're going to look at. And it's about developing a warrior mentality. A warrior mentality. A warrior mentality. If you live for the Lord by whatever the wind's doing, you're going to fail. You're not going to be what God wants you to be. Okay? You're not going to be the man or the woman you need to be. You need to have a warrior mentality. That was the mind of Jesus. He was a warrior. Okay? So, what's the word warrior mean? It's one who shows, say it with me, one who shows great. Now, y'all, you got to get a little louder now. Come on, ain't much bigger. One more time. One who shows great courage and a warrior. A warrior, he shows great vigor. He's, he's aggressive. That's not it, man. A warrior will knock you out. He'll come and he'll back in the day, he would cut you to pieces. A warrior. Amen? Say, it's survival, baby. Jesus had this kind of mentality. Great vigor, courage. Aggressive Jesus Christ. So, let's look at some of the things about Jesus. If we're going to have His mind, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What does that mean? It means look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. Well, we need to look at Him this morning. And some of these things might be a little bit of review on some of the other messages in this series. Let's look at it. Jesus endured temptation. Say that with me. Jesus what? You think temptation's easy? No. That's tough, man. How are you going to get past temptation? How are you going to say no to the pretty little sweet thing that wants you to, you know, mess around with her? Say. And you want to do it too. How you say, no, it ain't happening. How do you do that? Yes or no? Say. You listening or not? And women, you're not exempt from this kind of thing either, right? Say. Or putting other things and people and going out partying instead of putting your kids where they need to be and giving them the attention they need. You need a warrior mentality to do the right thing. You hearing me? Temptation. Jesus endured temptation. We don't have a high priest which can't be touched with the feeling of our infirmity. But He was at all points what? Tempted or tested like us. And we saw that in last week's message. Remember that message last week? All the things He went through? Incredible. Okay, so that's Jesus. Yet without sin. Keep moving, Raj. So, He endured temptation when He was low. Let's just look at a couple of these. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the who? Now that's next week's message. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward in what? Usually the biggest temptation comes often when we're weak. When we're weak. When we're weak. When we're weak. That's what I need this to say, right? Hey, Jesus, strong. Come on. And when the tempter came to him, the devil said, if you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. So, doubt. Satan wants to knock you out with what? If the promises be true. If you're the Son of God. Turn. Doubt. You don't usually have temptation when you've got your act together. It's when your head's getting a little screwy and you're starting to doubt things. Okay? So Satan wants to knock you out with doubt. The Word was Jesus what? Say it with me. The Word was His what? Say it a little bit louder. The Word was His what? You will not be Jesus strong if you're not in the Word of God. You will not be strong if you don't have the Bible. I'm not saying you got to know it from cover to cover, but you ought to spend time reading the Bible. You ought to spend time memorizing the Bible. Some of it, these incredible verses. Why? So that I can be strong. I don't want to be a failure. Do you say? Come on. That was Jesus. We're talking about let this mind be in you. I guess if he needed to know the Bible and he says let this mind be in you, then you and I need it, right? Say. Come on. So, but he answered the devil and said, it's written, it is written, it is written. Man shall not live by bread alone. Say it with me. But by every what? That proceeds out of the mouth of God. We have the Word of God. God's Word. Amen. So, when he was low, that's how he endured temptation. That's how he endured temptation. By the Scripture. Amen. Say, you hearing me? How do I endure temptation? Well, y'all pray for me. How about you do something? Say, how about you get in the Bible? How about you start memorizing some Scripture? How about you take the challenge and come to Depth Finders tomorrow night instead of being content for the rest of your life not knowing the Scripture? Say, yes or no? You hearing me? Come on, somebody's got to do it. He endured temptation when he was high. We're not tempted just when we're low. We're also tempted when we're full of ourselves, aren't we? When everything's going good, I don't need God. I don't know how you are. Man, when everything's going good, I got the world by the tail. I don't need God. Amen. That's the way we think. Is that true? That's not the way Jesus thought. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him. Doesn't it feel good when the devil leaves? And Jesus returned, say it with me, in the what? Power of the Spirit. Yeah. Into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him throughout the region. We read this a few weeks ago. Keep looking. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came back to his hometown Nazareth, where he had been brought up as a young man. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. That's what Jesus did. And he began to say unto them, this day is a Scripture fulfilled in your ears. And all bear him witness, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of Jesus' mouth. And they said, say it with me, is not this who? Is not this Joseph's son? Wow, do you hear what he's saying? It's incredible. And he said unto them, you will surely say unto me this proverb, physician, heal yourself. Whatsoever we've heard that you did in these other towns nearby, we want you to do it here in our town. So, he could have been filled with pride. Amen? Say, how would you feel if you're healing all these people? It's amazing how many people out here I watch TV. And I don't mean to be ugly. But I had somebody recently say, God gets all the glory, but they kept going on about themselves, how they had done this and how they did this and how they healed this and how they touched this and how they did this. To finally, you got to let me go because you're killing me, okay? You hearing me? Jesus didn't even do that. He did all that healing. And yet, he wasn't puffed up with pride. They wanted him to put on a show. Satan wants to puff us up with pride when things are going great, when we're on top of the world, when we're doing our best for God. The people wanted him to put on a show. He said unto them, I say unto you, say it with me, no prophet is what? No prophet is except in his own town, okay? Listen. And all they that were in the synagogue, when they heard these things, they were filled with wrath. He says, look, I'm not putting on a show. That's not what I'm about, okay? That's not what I'm about, okay? He could have easily put on a show. He could have easily wowed them with miracles. But this was his mind. I'm not going to do that. That's a temptation of God. I'm not going to do that. And you know what? The people were so angry, these ones that were so spiritual at the moment, they rose up and thrust him out of the city. Amen?
thrust him out of the city, led him to the brow of the hill whereon the city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. Amen. So, but glorifying God was what? Glorifying God was his way. So he endured temptation. Say that with me. The mindset of Jesus, he did what? When he was low or when he was high, he endured temptation. If you're at a low place in your life, we can feel sorry. How many? Let's just take a little test real quick. How many of you were at a very low place in your life and you felt sorry for yourself and you did something you shouldn't have done? Can I see your hand? I did something I shouldn't have done. But it was almost like it was okay. Am I agreeing with you? You're agreeing with me? It's almost like it's okay because, see, I'm already beat down here. So what's the big deal? Everybody else probably does the same thing. Have you ever had those thoughts? Yes or no? Say. See? But Jesus, when he was low, no, he did the right thing. How many of you were successful? Something great happened. It went to your head. Can I see your hand? It's all right to talk to me. Come on, went to my head. Went to my head. Went to my head. Screwed up. Can we say that? Screwed up. Can you say that? Is that Jesus strong?
Uh-uh.
Jesus, when he was low, when he was high, he did what? He endured temptation. Got it? Warrior mentality, showing great vigor, courage, and aggressiveness. That's what he did. Let's keep moving. Let's look at it again. Jesus did what? Say that with me. He combated what? Can we do it a little bit louder? He combated what? Hypocrisy. Now, he did it out there in this world that he was in. We need to do it a lot within ourselves, okay? Okay? But let's just look and see what he did. We're trying to get the mind of Jesus. Okay, Jesus, we know you endure temptation when you're high and you're low. Now, Jesus, you combated hypocrisy. I need to do that in my life and in my world. I need to do that. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple those that sold ox and sheep and doves and the changers of money that were sitting there. Keep looking. They worshiped the temple. When he went to the temple, the worship there was corrupt. It was corrupt. Temple priests looked forward to special feasts. This was Passover, so they could make a what? You think a lot of church today is about making a buck? Yes or no? Say. Absolutely. The world's turned off by it. We need to be stronger than that. Amen? Not so they could worship God. Keep looking. Selling animals to traveling pilgrim worshipers was a major source of their income. This is in the temple. They made special currency that people had to buy so they could get a cut of the what? And it was usually at least 8%. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine you coming here and giving an offering on Sunday, but as you came in the door out there, we take your money and we charge you 8% more because we use special money in here so we can make 8% more out there. Are y'all listening or not? Did you get it? Yes or no? That's what was happening. The temple had become, according to Jesus, a what? How many do you think a lot of lost people in the world would say that about Christianity, that to a lot of them it's become a den of what? You think a lot of people would say that out in the world? We need to combat that. Okay? Here at this church, in our heart, in our ministry, I don't want a ministry like that. Don't need it. Amen? Say, Jesus strong. Come on. He combated hypocrisy. Jesus was incensed at the religious abuse and their phony worship. Keep looking. And when he had made a scourge, this is what we said a few weeks ago, of small cords, he drove them out of the temple. And the sheep, you get out too. And the oxen, and he poured out the changers' money, and he overthrew their what? Was he strong? He combated hypocrisy. He wasn't out of control. This isn't Jesus being mean. This is Jesus saying, no, it's not happening here. You understand? He was a man and he was strong. Lose that little weak image you've got of Jesus. That is not Jesus. He's strong. Amen. Say. And that's what he did. And said unto them that sold doves, take these things. Make not my Father's house a house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered, as it was written, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Amen. So Jesus, we're just talking about Jesus. Amen. His mind. How, are we learning anything? Yes or no? Am I boring you to tears about your strong Savior? He showed great vigor, courage, and aggressiveness. Warrior mentality. He was strong. The mindset of Jesus. Jesus strong. This is what I need. Number three, Jesus was spiritually, say that with me, disciplined. One more time. He was spiritually. For you to be spiritually disciplined is going to take a warrior mentality. With everything I've got to do in my life, Okay, personally. It takes time for me to be spiritually disciplined. Yesterday, just as a father, you know, I've adopted Danny and Abby. And now they're little Abby and Danny Clark. Amen? And we went to the beach and it was nice. And we came home. And just a little incident of one of the children wanting something that the other one had said they wanted before we left. And I said, no, when we get home. And the other one wanted it. Didn't say they wanted it before they left. They're just doing it because they want it so the sister doesn't have it. It would have been easy for me as a dad to just let that pass. Just give it to them and whatever. Of course I didn't. Now you're not getting it, okay? And not only that, you're not going swimming. You're going to sit your tail right down in that chair. Don't you think about how selfish you're being. You got it? Say. What I'm saying is, to be a dad sometimes, it's so easy to pass over things. And you might not think that's a big deal, but being selfish and a pain in the rear end is a problem at the Clark house. Are you hearing me say? Come on! Okay, we don't do that. But it takes effort no matter what you do. It could be in business, whatever. To be spiritually disciplined is a lot of work. You got to be strong. Jesus was strong. He was spiritually disciplined, though. Take my yoke upon you, he says. Learn of me, for I am what? Meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. Keep looking. Now, Jesus Christ was meek, but meekness doesn't mean what? A lot of times, oh, he's meek, he's meek, he's meek, he's meek, so he's weak. Stupidest thing on the planet. He was meek. What does meek mean? What does meek mean? Meekness is what? Say it with me. Strength what? One more time. He was spiritually disciplined. Well, let's have another question. How many would say there's been a time in your life where you did not have your strength under control and you just knocked somebody out? Can I see your hand? You're just a bunch of fighters. The point is, or we blast them with our words. Are y'all listening? The Bible says, let this mind be in you which was in Christ. Jesus strong. Jesus strong. Meekness is the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Kate goes on to say, meekness. Amen. Those who have meekness are what? Blessed. The Bible says, blessed are the who? That was Jesus. Jesus said, if you keep your strength under control, if you're spiritually disciplined, you're going to be strong and you're going to be blessed, man. This was the mind of Jesus. We're talking about his mind today. Keep moving. Thank you. Meekness is a quality of what? Of greatness. But he that is greatest among you, Jesus' words, he that is greatest among you shall be your what? Did you know what it takes you spiritually disciplined to not always butt to the front of the line? Hello, you listening? To let others do? Come on. To serve? Be spiritually disciplined. To reach out to others and to help other people. That's what Jesus did. The greatest among you shall be your servant. Whosoever shall do what? Exalt himself. God says that person's going to be what? Abased. And he that humbles himself, you're going to be what? Exalted. Jesus was spiritually disciplined. Amen? So this is his mind. You know what I'm finding on this stage today is this mind of Jesus stuff isn't stuff we want to really hear that much. It's hard. Enduring temptation. You know what I mean? The different things that he's telling us and combating hypocrisy in our life. And then, you know, being spiritually disciplined. This is a lot of work, isn't it? And I might need 6 bracelets. You know what I'm saying? Now, Jesus blasted religious leaders for being power hungry instead of being under the Spirit's control. That's what he did. He gave 7 condemnations. I want you to see what he did to the religious leaders. He blasted them for not being meek, for not being servants. He blasted them for not being spiritually disciplined. Don't you see the 7 condemnations? Now, these are to the religious people. No wonder they crucified him, had him killed. But that was part of God's plan to give his life a ransom for many. But number one, you're keeping people out of heaven. Look at the scriptures. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. You shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. He says you're keeping people out of heaven. Okay? And he blasted them. Your prayers go unanswered. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. You devour widows' houses. And for a pretense, you make your long stinking prayers. I put stinking in there. Therefore, ye shall receive the greater what? Condemnation. Was Jesus strong or what? He's right there in their face doing this. I just want you to get that little weak Jesus out of your mind. Oh, was he meek? Yes. Was he under control? Yes. Okay? He says, your perversion's perverting other people. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte. When he's made, you make him twofold more the child of hell. He's on the way to hell for you met him. Now that he's met you, he's got twice a chance of going to hell now. Did y'all hear me? Yes or no? Was Jesus strong? Are you kidding me? Your words are deceptive and dishonest. Woe unto you, you blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it's nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is debtor. You're deceptive. Your words are deceptive, dishonest. And another thought just hit me. Boy, today, if you speak, the other day I did, I said something to some lady the other day, because she just went on and on and on, and she's trying to talk to me about some stuff, and it's just craziness, excuse me. And then finally, I said something about dishonesty. Dishonest preachers making up a bunch of bull. And the fast answer was, well, I don't judge people. I wasn't judging. I was just telling the truth. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? I was just telling the truth. Y'all hear me? But nowadays, if you say anything, oh my gosh, you're judging. Where did strength go? Say, I was nice. I wasn't ugly. Okay? I don't know if you're with me. That's okay. Jesus said you major on the minors and you minor on the majors. He's blasting these religious leaders. This is who Jesus was. He was spiritually disciplined. He did it under control, but he was knocking their head off at the same time. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe and mint. That's little tea leaves. And anise and cumin. And man, you're so careful to make sure you give everything you're supposed to give. But you've omitted the weightier matters of the law, like judgment and mercy and faith. These are what you have done, and not leave the other undone. But come on, man, what are you doing? Jesus, are you feeling his strength? Come on. Maybe you ought to remember this when you pray to him. This is who you're praying to. Amen. This is my God. This is my God. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. I am more than a conqueror because, see, he's my God. Are you feeling it? I am. You blind guides, you strained at a gnat and you swallow a camel. How would you like that to be said about you? I got to get my little gnat out because it's unclean. And you're swallowing a big camel because you're a lunatic. That's what he was saying. You're dirty on the inside. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. You're like whited sepulchres or tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outside, but open it up and inside is full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. That's you. You look pretty on the outside, but you're just a mess and you stink on the inside. Jesus speaking. You're murderers just like your daddy. Okay? You're murderers just like your daddy. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and you garnish the sepulchres of the righteous. Keep looking. And you say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore, you be witnesses unto yourselves that you're the children of them which killed the prophets. Don't pretend you wouldn't have killed those same people in those tombs because you're just as dirty as your daddy. Is that strong talk or what? We don't like Jesus as much now, do we? What kind of Savior do you want? Say. Strong! Amen. Say. I scared you. I know some lady jumped back there. She's like, oh my gosh. Showing great vigor, courage, aggressiveness. Amen. Not being mean, not being ugly. Did we say meek and strength under control? Since when did strength under control mean getting run over? And not taking a stand and doing the right thing? Y'all listening? And I'm really talking about my own life. And my own choices here. If I don't have a strong mentality, I'll veer off the path. Y'all listening? I need Jesus. Can you say that? I need Jesus. I come on Sunday morning because I love you. But I come on Sunday morning because I love him and I need him. And I wouldn't be okay. I wouldn't be fine. I could not even imagine me not being in church. I could not imagine me not being in church. What would I do? Where would I go? I think I'd probably jump off a bridge, a long one, a high one. I probably would. He means that much to me. You hearing me? I need him desperately. Okay? That's where this is coming from. We're almost done with the mind of Christ. We could go on forever. Jesus openly loved people. Say that with me. Jesus what? The mind of Jesus. Oh, yeah, he endured temptation. And he combated hypocrisy. Yet he was spiritually disciplined. But his mind was to love people. That was part of his mind. It was his mission statement. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name who? For he shall save his people from their sins. We said this when we started the little series. Jesus means what? God saves. That was his mission statement. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus openly loved people, and he was labeled for it. He was labeled for it. He was labeled for openly loving people. Okay, they used it against him. Look at it. The Son of Man has come eating. I go eat with people, Jesus says. And I drink with them. And you know what they say? Behold, a glutton and a wine bibber and a friend of publicans and sinners. He couldn't catch a break, could he say? Come on. What does a glutton mean? It means that they called him somebody that's always eating. They basically called him a pig. You're a pig, okay? That's what they called him. You're just like a pig, okay? Look at you. That's what they said. You might not like it, but that's what they said. Wine bibber, what does that mean? A drinker. He's drinking. Drinking with people. Drinking with people. I'll let you figure all that out. Now, friend of publicans was tax collecting crooks. How many like them as their best friend? Raise your hand. You like a tax collecting crook as your best friend, say? You want people to see you go into a house where somebody takes advantage of the other people in the community? Say, you sliding in, going to have dinner with him. What is the folks going to think of you? Isn't that what he did with Zacchaeus? Say, is that right? Went to his home in front of everybody. He said, I'm going to your house today. I'm going to your house today. And he was hated for going to his house. Sinners, my word, low life losers. Jesus openly loved people. He ate with people. He drank with people. He went to people's homes that nobody would dare to go to. And he was a friend to low life losers. We're talking about the mind of Jesus. Jesus strong is more than just keeping you out of jail, okay? That means more than just that. How you doing with loving people? Are y'all hearing me today? I'm wearing y'all out. I can see it. Good thing I'm going on a cruise, though. I think that's why you don't like me today. That's it. I got it now. Now I know. Now I know. He was labeled eating and drinking with crooks and low-life losers. We're going to move it here. It was a label that they put on him, and it what? I want that label to stick on me because I love to eat. So, I mean, I got that one checked off. I don't drink at all, but I'll have some iced tea with you or whatever. But somebody having a drink's not going to keep me from being with them. You understand? Yes or no? I'm glad Jesus loved drunks because my mother was a drunk. Amen. So, and I love it here at Fellowship. We've got a bunch of people here at Fellowship who would classify themselves as alcoholics. But you're fighting it and you're recovering and you're strong and you need to be Jesus strong. Is that right? Yes or no? That's a battle, ain't it? I'm proud of you guys. I'm proud of you. I want to be with you. You're a winner as far as I'm concerned. Okay? Jesus vigorously, courageously, aggressively, and he openly loved too. He loved sinners. He stood with the woman who was caught in the act of adultery. The very act, Jesus says, you without sin pick up the first stone. And I think he was right there maybe with his arm around her. That's me talking. And said, go ahead and stone her. I know you're going to hit me too, but it's okay. I love a Savior like that. That's strong. That was his mindset, and that was his mission. And we're done with the message, Raj. We got one more final point in a verse, I think, if I'm not wrong. Keep moving, just a couple of more forward. What was the mind of Jesus? He willingly died for all men and women. What a great Savior we have, amen? He willingly died. Let's look at the scripture. And this will be the last one.
For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister. And to give His what? Life. A ransom for many. Did you learn a little something about the mind of Christ? Enduring temptation. Amen. Come on. And fighting hypocrisy. Being spiritually disciplined. Loving people. Amen. You can be spiritually disciplined. You can be in the Bible till the cows come home. But if you don't love people, what good is it? Say. I've known so many people. They study. But your people skills are zero. Amen. Come on. What good is it? Love people. We need Jesus strong. Amen. And if your people skills ain't the greatest, then get you a bracelet and get in a Bible and ask the Lord to help you to have His mind and see if He doesn't start opening up you to other people. Something's going to happen. If you really want it, you can have it. Amen. Come on, let's thank the Lord for His word one more time this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I appreciate it. You're good to me. Amen.